Britain's retreat from empire. Of course, we didn't lose an empire. We followed to its logical end what has always been British colonial policy. So said Ian MacLeod, who, as Britain's colonial secretary, unscrambled much of the African empire in the early 1960s. For decades, successive governments of different political persuasions had declared, to quote a Conservative minister in the 1920s, that it was Britain's intention to enable every part of the empire to obtain, in the fullness of time and when conditions make it possible, full power of controlling its own affairs. Or, to quote a Labour minister in the 1940s, the central purpose of British colonial policy is to guide the colonial territories to responsible self-government within the Commonwealth. The British, to return to the 1960s and to Ian MacLeod, were the only people genuinely resolved on turning an empire into a Commonwealth and a Commonwealth into a family. Governments may have differed in the emphasis they placed on timing and on detail, but they appeared to agree on essentials. Good government would prepare non-European peoples in the art of self-government. The process was educative, enlightened, and evolutionary. End of empire would be the fulfilment of a mission. It was in these terms that Clement Attlee welcomed Indian independence in 1947, and Harold Macmillan persuaded the Tory Party, the party of patriotism and empire, to accept the decolonisation of Africa.